Starting out, the C chord is the Mississippi River and its tributaries all rolled up into one. A rough ride, but sweet if you do it just right, catch it at a decent hour, without the bend of rush hour traffic. This is what the fretbet sharecroppers told her she could do real good as a four-year-old, finding her way around the guitar neck in Cotton Plant, Arkansas. Good as Looney Tunes dynamite crackling under Wile E. Coyote's butt. Good as ice down your back on a 105-degree summer afternoon. Good as a balcony church pew battling the sleep of the dead during a boring-as-shit sermon. After Katie beat her with a meticulously chosen switch from a birch tree, she was mad at the plunky, untunable organ that management had stuck her with. Mad at the baby cancer cells making her spit up blood between sets. Mad at the singer fucking up the time signatures they'd just rehearsed. She imagined management tittering about her age when it came time to book third string acts after the creme de la creme players had given them the shaft. She'd never made it to any of the well-paying, top-tier New York clubs on her own. Had always been an afterthought, a tease, a rearview mirror attraction at the Negro Dives where they diluted the booze with tap water to keep it flowing longer, cranking out shots to the obsessed, the desperate needing a warm roof over their heads until last call. When Rory had a hit in 55 with the Muddy Waters cover, the big venues all wanted her. They circled around, dogs and heat, pumping her with compliments about how she was doing good for a dark-skinned woman with a gap between her teeth and an expiring contract and a trifling husband riding her tit into the sunset. She and Katie crisscrossed the South Atlantic, playing the Jim Crow clubs, listening to reports of Emmett Till's lynching and the uprising of black women on the buses in Montgomery, Alabama. She struggled to write a song with a bridge that went somewhere, fighting the buzz of stolen melodies in her head. Had the delusion that more money coming in would make it easier. Still woke up every morning cataloging the work of other singers, comparing, hand-wringing, Ella, Dinah, Mahalia. It was in the shadow of Till's mass funeral that the bottle started dragging her under when she got blocked, nipping at her as she tinkered on Katie's organ for chords that hadn't even been invented, and coming up short with disobedient noise. How was it, Mama, that Lazarus could die and still come back to life, she'd asked, running Katie's bathwater after the beating, watching her lull in the kitchen tub, famished, spent from a gig, smudged with midnight conversations from the half-empty train back to their tenement apartment in Brooklyn.